Here in the United States, the NSA revelations are also prompting concerns about privacy, as well as questions about the involvement of private companies in government spying. Robert O'Hara, an investigative reporter with the Washington Post, wrote in his 2005 book No Place to Hide about what he calls the security industrial complex in this country. Mr. O'Hara believes the NSA dealings with private companies are much wider than what we've been told.
We're told here that there's 9 companies involved in that program called PRISM at the NSA. My contention is that it's probably hundreds or thousands of companies that are fueling this. We know data brokers sell information about all of us to the government. We need to know the parameters of that. We need to have an honest discussion about how many telephone companies are involved in sharing data. We know that there's hundreds of millions of bits of metadata from one company. But it seems almost a certainty that it's not only the telecoms, but the cell phone providers, the internet service providers. I think the scale of what is actually happening here, logically, I think it's safe to say that it's much, much greater and broader and deeper than has been disclosed thus far.
A poll I saw last week, we quoted from it on this show, from USC Annenberg School, suggested there's a real generational difference. People above the age of 34 and older can think this kind of thing is really potentially appalling. And people in that target group between 18 and 34 essentially say, well, we've grown up this way. What do you expect?
Well, they have grown up this way, and we're all getting used to these conveniences and discounts of the services. I think for anybody to underestimate the power of access to data, about 300 million Americans, and data that is so granular, they call it metadata now, yeah, about our lives and our habits, is completely missing the boat. We're in the midst of a data revolution. There's so much information that if it's pooled as it is and it's accessible, which it is to corporations and increasingly the government, the NSA, as we know, now has access to huge amounts of information and telephone calls. That's a source of power that's incredible. And in our system of government, that kind of power needs to be checked.
Well, what about those young people who've given up some thought and said, look, they're collecting the data, but I have no reason to think it's being used against me?
I still think that that's on the edge of being foolish. There's no reason to abdicate, because it feels good now, the responsibility for ensuring, not just for them now, but for future generations, that we have a set of laws and rules and regulations in place that not only offer transparency to how this information is being used, but will hold government officials in particular and private corporations to account for misusing it.
The bottom line for many Americans is, are we safer? Are we?
Frankly, there actually is no way to know, because so much of this is happening in secret. We've been offered evidence of cases where the data has come into play. And by the way, of course it is going to help. And I think that it should be used to help national security. But I think that there's a better way, where the government is allowed to use these tools and these resources, the data about all of us, perhaps. But it has to be done, I would argue, with very strict controls, better transparency. And until the young people and us older folk alike really grasp the enormity of this data revolution, we're not going to be able to have a serious debate about what those checks and balances ought to be.
Robert O'Hara, investigative reporter with the Washington Post and author of the book No Place to Hide. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.